A lot of grain market information coming your way on today's Hoosier Ag Today podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for, can you believe it, 140 years. Visit them online at ffbt.com to learn more. Good morning, Eric Pfeiffer here from Hoosier Ag Today. Glad to have you along on the news today. We hear about the market and its trends right now from Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX, and we'll get market analysis of what happened yesterday and what we might hear from USDA in their Ag Outlook Forum from Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago, as we break down the Wednesday markets. And we'll have the Indiana Farm Forecast coming up as well. That's on the way here on the Hat Podcast. The news is next.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The pressures on the grain markets and financing options to help manage costs this year. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. If you've been waiting to see if the corn and soybean markets climb higher, well, you might be waiting for a little while, especially for corn prices. CJ Miller has the story.
We're seeing headwinds across the board for the commodities, not every commodity, but many of them.
And that's Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX.
The general thinking in the markets is, with the consumer sentiment and consumer confidence both kind of plunging here over the past month with the headlines of tariffs and inflation, that we're going to see economic growth kind of stumble here in the United States as well as globally, and that's going to hurt demand. Keep in mind that we'd had a significant rally in these grain and oilseed markets in recent weeks and months, therefore funds taking some profits on that rally.
How's the overall tone in the corn market?
A combination of factors there really piling on, and now the momentum has turned bearish. The dry areas of Argentina have turned wet, to where even flooding is a concern now. The previously wet areas of Brazil that were slowing soybean harvest and therefore planting of safrinha corn dried out, and so we're seeing very fast planting of safrinha corn crop in Brazil. We also saw that the funds had near record large long positions or ownership in Friday's CFTC report, which made the traders nervous.
He adds that we could also see a huge increase in corn acres across the Midwest this growing season, which would also add significant pressure on the corn market. Check out our full conversation with Arlen Suderman with StoneX. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
All right, CJ, thanks. Also here in the short term, something to keep an eye on, USDA's Ag Outlook Forum starting today out in the D.C. area. Plenty of fresh fodder there for the ag markets. In Purdue's 2025 Crop Cost and Return Guide, the break-even price for corn on high-productivity soil is $4.90 per bushel. The break-even price for soybeans, $11.50. So turning a profit in 2025, it's going to be a challenge.
Volatility is probably the biggest thing that everybody is trying to deal with. And so what we're trying to do is bring some predictability in an unpredictable world in agriculture.
That's Vince Restucci, Market Segment Manager with Valent USA. While farmers are sharpening their pencils and trying to figure out how to best manage costs this season, Valent is offering several financing options that can be viewed at Valent.com that include their top herbicide options for corn and soybeans.
Products like Fierce, Maverick, and Perpetuo, Valor EZ. We have quite a few programs out there just targeted at those major broadacre row crops like corn and soybeans. So things that can help you, really make those decisions easier as to which products you're going to use. And I know a lot of people are sitting on the fence right now that haven't, really solidified what their planting intentions or their crop plans are for this year. But they can rest assured that we're sitting there on the sidelines ready to help them out when it comes to those major herbicides that we offer from Valent.
How can you learn more?
Work with your local retailer, see what programs are available out there. And if you need to get in touch with one of our local territory account managers, please go to valent.com and it'll pair you right up with our local territory account manager and help you to find the retailer that's offering our products and our services.
And Restucci adds that financing options are also available for their seed treatments as well, like Intego Sweet Soybeans. Again, you can learn more at valent.com. If you haven't downloaded the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app yet, what are you waiting on? It's free. Just search Hoosier Ag Today in your app store. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I am not Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Ryan thought he deserved a vacation. I don't know. Maybe. I guess. We'll give him one every once in a while. It is time for today's Indiana Farm Forecast. It did not come from me. I did not produce it. I am not a meteorologist. We had one do that, write it out, send it to me. Thank you to Ian Kowalski for doing that. He'll be doing that here over the next week and a half or so. So here we go. This morning, the 27th, will be the start of an active weather pattern across the Midwest. The low-pressure system passing through Indiana yesterday will bring some more light rain showers today. And while the possibility exists for scattered showers across most of the state, it is expected for storm clouds to coalesce mostly in east-central and southeastern Indiana, and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour can be expected across those same areas. Now, Friday will give us a break from the rain, but it'll keep those wind gusts around. A low-pressure system will pass over Lake Michigan that day as well, leaving open the possibility of a pop-up snow shower or two in northern Indiana. Now, that'll be more likely in the evening hours, but no significant precipitation is expected. The weekend will see a cooler air mass from the north move into Indiana, and we can expect some partly cloudy to mostly clear skies in the state by Sunday, accompanied by some drier air. We will dip to below average temperatures in the 30s this weekend, with our next chance for moderate rain and average temperatures on Tuesday, and then the work week will end with the return of cold air and snowfall across northern Indiana. How does Ryan usually close this thing out? That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm Eric Pfeiffer with the Indiana Farm Forecast. Let's skip all that. It's time to talk markets now on Hoosier Ag Today. There was a sell-off across the grain complex on Wednesday. It is time now for the Wednesday closing farm market review. Final numbers from Wednesday trade coming in just moments. First, let's get market analysis from Tom Fritz, EFG Group in Chicago. And Tom, another day, another sell-off here for corn and soybeans, and really just a lot of headwinds facing this market. Looking ahead, I'm looking at some data out of Purdue here, Tom, and they tell me that the break-even price for corn this year is going to be $4.90 a bushel, and for soybeans, it's going to be $11.50, and that might have some folks kind of down in the dumps right now because we're not really all that close, especially in soybeans. With the USDA Ag Outlook Forum here starting on Thursday, going into Friday, are there any magical words or phrases we might hear that might give some folks a glimmer of hope that we might start turning in that direction?
Well, I'm not sure about that because, you know, right now the average trade guesses are suggesting that the USDA will, you know, look at corn acres increasing by 3 million and soybean acres decreasing by 2.5 million. But I think the bigger issue at hand here is these upcoming tariffs that are supposedly going to be enacted next week. And these are just the ones that we know about against Canada and Mexico. And there's talk he may announce additional tariffs against other countries come April. So, you know, and it's like my opinion on this. What's this guy doing? What was it? There was a economic consumer confidence report the other day. It was at an 8-month low. So, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what's going on here from the political front, but it sure as hell, excuse my language, it sure isn't helping out the ag sector. you know, I think overall we've got tight corn stocks on the old crop. That's not going to go away. But with the new crop and, you know, the potential for export interruptions, doesn't paint a very pretty picture. Soybeans, bottom line, we got too many soybeans this year. Next year, okay, we're going to see a 2.5, supposedly a 2.5 million acre decrease. That's a step in the right direction. But if our export market goes downhill, it's still too many acres. So, you know, we're kind of looking around, you know, what's going to be the salvation for our grain markets? And right now, I'm thinking it's, we're going to have some help from Mother Nature. And unfortunately, that's a double-edged sword. You know, it'll inflate the price, but the producer will have less product. So, but bottom line is right now, agriculture, the outlook is not too good. But it'll be interesting to see what the USDA has to say come Thursday, Friday, and how they smooth things over, if you will. So, but right now, short term, you know, we're looking at first notice day against the March contracts. We're looking at month-end position squaring. So, you know, that's okay. That gives the corn market a little bit of profit taking. It's been quite a run-up. But beans, you know, the spec trade was just starting to get long. And I think now after what we've seen this week, those longs have probably headed for the hills. Wheat, okay, the winter kill fear has, you know, moved out of the picture. Now it's, okay, what effect did the winter have on the winter wheat crop? We won't know that for at least another 3 weeks, you know, in the southern areas. You get down into Texas and extreme southern Kansas. So, you know, we have to wait in that regard. But right now, you know, we don't have any market making demand for the wheat market. Overseas, you know, they're telling me their demand is no great shakes. So it's kind of like, all these markets, you know, they're looking around at one another and like, where do we go from here? So it's kind of like anybody who's been a buyer has turned to taking profits or liquidating their recent long positions.
Tom Fritz there with EFG Group in Chicago on the Hat Podcast. Let's run through numbers now from Wednesday at the close of trade. March corn was down a penny and a half, 478 and a quarter. May down 0.75, 493 and a half. Dees corn down 3, 467. March beans down 6.75, 1024 and a half. 7.5 lower on the May, 1041 and a quarter. Novi beans down over a nickel, 1045 and a half. March wheat was 6.75 lower, 566. In livestock, April live cattle off over a dollar, 194.62. And April lean hogs up $1.72, the only green on the board, to $88.30. That does it for the Wednesday Farm Market Review and the Thursday Morning Podcast. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to First Farmers Bank and Trust for sponsoring today's podcast. We'll do it again tomorrow, same hat time, same hat channel. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.